Iddat, a widow's act of not seeing, meeting, talking to, or coming close to men she could one day marry, or could have married in the past, including but not limited to your driver, your nephews, your late husband's friends, your sister's husband, your neighbor's husbands, anyone's husband, men not related to anyone but still men, the welder, the electrician, the gardener, the plumber, the solar panel expert, the father of your maid, anyone's father except your own, and of course this does not include your brothers who are also fathers now, or your cousins who are like brothers but are also fathers now, any man on the street, any man in the house, even burglars. Not regressive, this act of shutting out lasts 4 months, 10 days after the passing away of the woman's husband. She must grieve what she has lost, and what have these men, listed above, generic, ever given her? The driver is late every morning. The nephews never come. The late husband's friends came to the funeral and said sorry in serial shock. Like, sorry, 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 until she thought she would prefer to go in the ambulance to the graveyard and sorry herself into the grave with the late husband. The sister's husband drinks away money. The welder ruined the new gate. The electrician stole 1,000 rupees. The gardener planted the wrong cabbage. The solar still doesn't work, so when the electricity goes, she is plunged into the dark for hours. The maid's father comes on behalf of the maid to say the widow is like his daughter. Is the widow okay? The brothers bring fruit. The cousins bring old stories. Even these are unwanted. The insistence on solitary grief is a respite for the widow. It means she can wallow, pray, laugh. She uses the period of 130 days to make the house hers again, to become fat after the long arduousness of thinning during love, in love with the dying, now deceased, relief, husband.